وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
If these disbelievers are told to follow the guidance and light which Allah revealed, they say, resisting stubbornly, that they will follow the beliefs and customs that their fathers followed. Do they follow their fathers even though they understood nothing of guidance or the light, and were not guided to the truth that Allah accepts?
ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون.
The example of those who disbelieve and stubbornly follow the path of their fathers is like the example of the shepherd who shouts, calling to his animals that hear his voice, but do not understand what he says. They are deaf to hearing the truth, so that it will benefit them, dumb as they are unable to speak about the truth, and blind to seeing it. And because of this, they do not understand the guidance which you call them to.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
All you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, consume the good things that Allah has provided and allowed for you, and be thankful to Allah, outwardly and inwardly, for the overwhelming blessings He has given you. Part of being thankful to Him is acting with complete devotion to Him and not going against Him, if you truly worship Him alone and do not worship anything besides Him.
إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فلا إثم عليه إن
Allah has only forbidden you from consuming that which died without being sacrificed according to the sacred law and having its blood flow, the meat of pigs, and what has had other than Allah's name mentioned over it when it was sacrificed. Yet if someone is forced to eat something of these forbidden types and does not sin by eating it, when they are not in need, nor do they go beyond the limit of what is necessary, then they have done no wrong and will receive no punishment. Allah is forgiving and compassionate to whomever repents to Him, and it is from His mercy that He overlooks the eating of forbidden things when it is necessary.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
Those who hide what Allah revealed in the scriptures and the signs of the truth and prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the Jews and Christians did, getting something small in return for what they hide, such as leadership, status or money, they only fill their stomachs with that which will cause them to suffer in the fire of hell Then on the day of judgment, Allah will not speak to them with words that make them joyful, but they will only hear that which makes them sad. They will not be praised, and they will have a painful punishment.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما أصبرهم على النار.
Those who hide knowledge exchange guidance for misguidance, as they hid the truth, and exchange the forgiveness of Allah for His punishment. How determined they are to do things that will lead them into the fire of hell, as if they do not realize what suffering it contains.
ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد.
That punishment is what they get for hiding knowledge and guidance, because Allah revealed the sacred scriptures in truth, which must be made clear and not hidden. Also, those who disagree with the sacred scripture, believing some of it and hiding some of it, have taken a position that is far from the truth. Beneficial points. People often go the wrong way because they do not use their reason and follow whoever came before them in their error, copying them blindly without thinking. If someone does not benefit from the blessings Allah has given them, in terms of their mind, hearing and sight, then it makes them like those who have lost these blessings. Some of those with the severest punishment on the Day of Judgment are those who hide the knowledge that Allah revealed and the guidance that His messengers came with. It is from Allah's blessings for His faithful servants that He only made a few things prohibited and made what is allowed vast.
ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون.
Doing good that pleases Allah does not just mean turning towards the east or the west, or disputing about that. Rather, it is having faith in Allah as the only Allah. The Day of Judgment, all of the angels, all of the revealed scriptures and all of the prophets, without distinguishing between them, charitable spending, despite loving and valuing wealth, to relatives, orphans, the poor, the stranger who is cut off from his family and homeland because of a journey, and whoever has a need that makes it necessary for them to ask people for help, giving money to free slaves from captivity, establishing the prayer as Allah instructed, giving zakat, being true to promises and patience in poverty, hardship, illness and in times of conflict without fleeing. Such people are those who are true to Allah in their faith and in what they do. They are the mindful who follow what Allah has instructed them to do and who stay away from what Allah has prohibited.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, it is decreed for you that in cases where someone deliberately attacks and kills someone, the punishment for the murderer should be the same as their crime, the free man killed for the free man, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. If the person killed had forgiven before his death, or his guardian has forgiven in return for the payment of blood money, a sum of money paid by the murderer in return for being pardoned, then the person who forgives should ask for the sum of money fairly and not follow that up with insult or injury. And the murderer should pay the sum of money in a good way, without hesitation or delay, and allowing this forgiveness and the payment of the blood money, your Lord makes things easier for you. And this is a mercy for the Muslim nation. Whoever attacks the murderer after his pardon and the acceptance of the blood money will receive a painful punishment from Allah.
وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
In the law of equivalent punishment decreed by Allah, there is life for you, because it spares your blood, stopping further attacks between you. Those with sense understand this, who are mindful of Allah, keeping to His sacred law, and doing as He instructs.
كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين.
It has been decreed for you that if one of you is about to die, and they are leaving a large amount of wealth behind, then they should make a will for their parents and close relatives, according to the sacred laws, not exceeding one-third of the wealth, the rest of the wealth being distributed according to the laws of inheritance. Making this will is a firm duty on those who are mindful of Allah. This ruling was revealed before the verses about inheritance. When the verses about inheritance were revealed, it was made clear who should inherit from the person who has died and how much they should inherit.
فَمَن بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَمَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Whoever then changes the will, adding to it or taking away from it or stopping something, when they know what the will contains, the sin of it will be upon those who changed it, and the person who wrote the will is not held responsible for what they did. Allah hears all that His creation say, and knows all that they do, and He knows every detail of the situations they are in. Beneficial points. The devotion that Allah loves lies in the completion of faith and doing good actions, but outward obedience alone is not enough. The practice of the law of equivalent punishment, which Allah decreed for you in matters of life and other things, is one of the greatest way to save lives and stop transgression and oppression. The verses demonstrate the importance of the will, especially for those who have something to leave to their relatives, and highlights the sin of anyone changing the will of someone who has died.